From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and there's word that as many as 4,000 dogs and cats may have died from contaminated pet food, the number not yet confirmed. Now worries are turning to the human food supply as well. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli joins us. Steve, welcome back. And first things, do we have concrete worries in the human food supply?
Not yet, Alex, but that doesn't mean we have no worries. There is now an FDA alert involving several imported foods from China used in everything from domestic pork production to things like ice cream, candy bars, chewing gum. Inspectors can stop delivery of those for now.
So what's up here? Remind us of the basics of this story.
Well, the pet food contamination incidents unmasked some pretty ugly facts about how we do or don't inspect imported foods. And what's scary is that a lot of folks who were very close to this issue in an official capacity are among the chief worriers. One of them is William Hubbard, the FDA's associate commissioner for 14 years. I asked him what the pet food problem says about the broader safety of human food imports.
It's an example of how incapable the Food and Drug Administration is for screening these products.
Then I asked him if America's food supply is safe, and he said it generally is, but he added a big caveat.
The risk, the threat is substantial, and when FDA is so weak in its capacity to review these foods, it's clear that foreign exporters can send food here with impunity if it's unsafe.
It sounds as though food exporters overseas can use this country as a dumping ground.
That's right, and that's one of the worries that surfaced. You know, and I think on top of that, there's another worry. One of the more alarming comments comes from Tommy Thompson, who's the former Secretary of Health and Human Services that oversees the FDA. He's now a Republican presidential candidate. He told the New York Times, quote, "For the life of me, I cannot understand why terrorists have not attacked our food supply because it's so easy to do."
Well, what is being done about all this now?
Well, the Congress is talking about this today, you should know. And you should also know Tommy Thompson and William Hubbard, who we heard from, and others have formed a group called the Coalition for a Stronger FDA. They are telling the Congress and others that the problem stems from gutting the FDA's food inspection arm and that, in Hubbard's words, an immediate, quote, and massive infusion of resources is needed to turn things around.
Well, is that it? Is that how we got here? We just weren't spending enough at the FDA?
Well, the quick answer is, you know, the food import shipments quadrupled in a decade while the number of FDA regulatory employees dropped by 14%, so we had fewer people doing roughly four times the work.
Don't I read that big companies like Walmart have their own food safety programs for the things they buy overseas?
They do, and it helps some, but William Hubbard says it's not nearly comprehensive enough, and Hubbard and Thompson's group says in the end the public wants the government to do this job, so we'll see where the Congress takes that question today. But it really does seem, Alex, that we're lucky right now that it was only our pets that gave us this first big wake-up call.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.